Welcome everybody to another episode of Crypto School. I am your instructor, Jordan Stenzel, co-founder of NodeLaunch.io. Before we dive into things, I would like to thank NodeLaunch.io for making this possible. NodeLaunch.io is the leading masternode hosting services while also offering many masternode analytics and other cool services to simplify your cryptocurrency experience. Today we'll offer some tips as to how you can better secure your hot wallet, and then I'll give examples as to what some have done to better secure their hot wallets and any other of their wallets. Please keep in mind, these statements are not security advice, but rather nothing more than the opinions of myself. Every user should always decide what is best for their own personal security needs. No system is fully secure. So there are two key factors that would help when pursuing better security of your accounts. The two key factors would be a secure email and two-factor authentication. Let's talk about a secure email. Encryption is considered one of the best forms of protection while maintaining security and privacy of information. There are several emails out there that offer these procedures. Now, I'm not endorsing Proton.com, ProtonMail.com, but I am going to use them as an example, and it seems to fit many of the check marks when it comes to security. It offers the following features such as data security neutrality, end-to-end encryption, anonymous email, open source. It also is easy to use, and it has a modern design, which makes it appealing visually. If you choose to use all of this, its security features, you would essentially have two passwords and a two-factor authentication. So why would you need two passwords to log in? For Proton Mail, you have a login password and a mailbox password. Your login password works differently than your mailbox password. Your login password works similarly to any other email address. It is for general security. Your mailbox password encrypts your emails. This makes it impossible for ProtonMail.com to be able to access any of your email information or data unless they had your password. Also, having two different passwords to your email account makes it significantly harder for hackers to get into your account. If you forget your mailbox password, you will not be able to recover any information that you had in it. So let's talk about two-factor authentication. Let's talk about how we can use it and its features. We can use an app called Google Authenticator, which you can find in your app store. Google Authenticator is another set of security that is used like a dynamic password. The app produces a new random set of six numbers that are specific to the QR code associated with your email account, and it is scanned to your phone. This makes it very difficult to hack an account. New numbers are generated about every 30 to 60 seconds. When it's all said and done, your email account will actually have three passwords. You'll have a login account, login password, two-factor authentication password, and a mailbox password, which encrypts your mailbox. Keep in mind, you do not want to use or open this email unless you absolutely have to. With most hot wallets, you need to link up an email address so you have the ability to recover your wallet and or confirm cryptocurrency transactions if need be. A very secure email address, just like we discussed, would be appropriate. In your hot wallet, you will also have the opportunity to set up a separate two-factor authentication code to help protect your hot wallet, as well as another password separate from your email. Now that you know about some of the steps to secure and protect your hot wallet, hopefully this will be motivation for you to start your cryptocurrency journey. NodeLaunch has created two separate step-by-step guides to help set up these secure email accounts and hot wallets. You can find them on our website at NodeLaunch.io under the NodeLaunch blog section. This concludes our Crypto School podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't be afraid to ask some questions. It would be awesome if you could please take a few minutes to help us help you and your learning experience
by emailing us at contact@nodelaunch.io with any suggestions or material you'd like to learn about. Again, the email is contact@nodelaunch.io. Have a great day and hodl on.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.